Take your home from clean to immaculate. Save up to $100 on select models right now at West Bend Vacuum Center, including central vacuum systems, HEPA vacs, and cordless vacs. Save even more when you trade in your old vacuum. Shop Sebo, Miele, Simplicity, and Ricard vacuums. Don't miss the big sale going on now at West Bend Vacuum Center. For an exclusive pricing on everything through Christmas, visit westbendvacuum.com or call 262-335-2222.
This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. When it comes to home repairs, we could all use a guy. Well, we've got the guy, and we've got the show. For all your home improvement questions, we've got answers. This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Now, here's your host, Dayton Kane and David Nason.
Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us on a chilly Saturday, but it's going to be a nice one. Looks like.
Good morning, Dayton, everybody.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Maybe a little tired, but went up to Appleton to see some friends last night. Yeah, I owe you $10, Jim. We put a bet on the fight last night.
I thought Mike Tyson was just going to take him out. He's like double the age of the guy.
I just thought he had the. I figured it was going to be in the first round, but I digress.
If we had to pit Jim and Lee against each other in a boxing ring, welcome guys. How are you?
They would be vacuuming the ring.
Of course. It'd be nice and clean. It'd be nice and clean.
Morning, gentlemen.
Yes, Jim and Lee from West Bend Vacuum Center on with us, and good to have you on the show. Talking cleaning stuff.
Right. Betcha.
Good stuff. I have a question right off the bat because you guys were in like, what, a month ago?
Yep.
So not long ago. If you said you do, like I can come into your store and I can vacuum on different surfaces and actually test the vacuums and see how it works and stuff.
Correct.
Can I bring my vacuum in, vacuum it, and then use your vacuum and vacuum afterwards to see how bad my vacuum is?
Sure, if you'd
That's
like.
Something that I could do?
Can I bring my own?
Usually don't have people do that because their vacuums are busted up.
They don't even have a vacuum that works?
Yeah, it doesn't work. But
Can I bring my own dirt?
You can. We've had people bring their rugs in from their pets.
Oh, so it's all full of hair.
They'll have pet hair on it, so we'll lay those down and use the vacuum.
Interesting.
Yeah.
They better buy a vacuum after that. Yeah. And they're oh, thanks for cleaning my rug. We'll see you later. Yeah.
Or at least finish cleaning.
Yeah. Right. So tell everybody where you guys are and what you all do.
So we are up in West Bend. We've been a family-owned business for 70 years, probably, something like that. From my dad and uncle. We sell higher-end vacuums, not your typical department store vacuums, or big box, we call it. So our vacuums last a long time. When people buy them, they're looking for, you know, good quality vacuum cleaners. Or central vacs, we do that as well.
That's your tagline on your website, vacuums at last.
Yeah, vacuums at last, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're talking, you know, 10, 15, 20 years, some 25.
And
you get your money's worth.
High-end, and these are made largely in Europe?
The real high-end ones are Germany.
Germany.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, we do have some that are Tacony Corp, that's St. Louis. They use global parts, but they have as well good products, and they've been around for 70-some years, too.
So do you guys know offhand, being vacuum guys who deal with carpets and things, how much is it to do a typical room in carpet? Like, how much am I investing if I carpet my bedroom? $1,000? $50? I have no idea. I haven't done it in years.
Well, it's got to be up there. You know, and the thing is, you have this huge investment in carpeting and flooring, and if you buy something real cheap, you know, it's going to go out in a few years, maybe scratch the floors. And also, you're not going to get all the dirt out of the carpeting. You can get it off the carpeting. You got to get it out of the carpeting because it's going to wreck the carpeting if you don't. So, and then you tend to throw the vacuum cleaner away and go, yay, I get to buy a new one. Well, yeah, that goes right in the landfill, guys. Right. So, I mean, it really does. And you can't recycle plastics, or at least most of it. So you kind of want to keep that into consideration. So buying one vacuum cleaner, keeping it 15, 20, 25 years plus is probably the right thing to do.
Right, these can be maintained. They can be fixed.
Absolutely.
You can take the parts off and get new ones. And,
Yep. Most parts come with a long warranty, too. 5 years, some are 10, you know. So you have a good warranty on them.
Sure. I mean, this kind of applies to a lot of the stuff that we talk about, whether it's fawn with snowblowers and lawnmowers and buying quality things, your home, you know, siding products and everything, windows and, right. and roof.
Yeah.
These are things that are part of your home.
Correct. You
know, whether appliance. It's, whether it's a, you know, the stand-up kind on
canister,
canister
or the... Yeah.
Or the but or a built-in or a you know a central home, a central vac.
Mm-hmm.
These are part of your home, and you should buy good products that, that are going to last.
It's one of the longest lasting appliances you'll have in your home.
Sure,
period. If you buy a good one.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah. Even our central vac company, CycloVac, for a measly $60, you can bump your warranty from 10 to 25 on a motor.
Wow,
that's incredible. Oh. Yeah, yeah, and there's nothing else like it.
That's impressive because yep. if you think about what a motor costs today,
yeah.
and let's say 20 years from now on that 25-year warranty, it goes out, you know that motor's going to be way more than $60
that, could
that
be
you're
double.
Putting in. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. And the thing is I try to sell people, don't buy it for the 25 years, buy it to get you past 10. You know, because yeah. a lot of people, well, I'm not sure how long we're going to stay in our house. Buy it, it's only $60.
Yeah, 60,
buy it
yeah.
just to get you past 10 because it more than pays for that motor for sure.
Sure.
I can count. I wish I could count on my hands how many times I've heard somebody say, oh, we're going to be in this house for 2 years or 5 years, and 10 years later, they're yep. still living there.
Yep.
Like,
yeah, we hear that too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's sure. how it works. All right, so these guys are with us all this hour. You can find them at westbendvacuum.com. But if you have questions about your carpeting, about vacuums, about anything like that, air purifiers, all kinds of different things, yeah. you can call us, 855-616-1620. Jim and Lee here from West Bend Vacuum Center on The Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
The Fix-It Show with Dayton Kane and David Nason on WTMJ.
Thank you for joining us. You can find the Fix-It Show podcast on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast. Jim and Lee from West Bend Vacuum Center on with us. I have a very touchy subject to bring up.
Fire away.
How do you nicely give somebody a vacuum for Christmas?
Christmas or anniversary or birthday.
Well, there better be a couple $100 bills in there.
There you go. Or a diamond bracelet around the handle or something.
So we're getting into that time of year, right? It's the holidays. Yes. And, yeah. and do people do that? Do people
yes,
come in
do.
And buy vacuum cleaners
yeah,
for
they do. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the spouse, the wife wants probably something practical, and she wants a good vacuum cleaner, and they come right in.
Okay.
Yeah. Not maybe the first few years,
yeah.
but once they're...
That's got to be one they yeah. ask for, I would think. You know, yeah. we really, I'd like a new vacuum cleaner. It's not one you just go buy somebody and yeah. give it to them, I don't think.
Yeah.
But, so it's probably like a family discussion of, hey, let's get each other a vacuum cleaner this year for Christmas. I could see that.
Oh, yeah.
That would happen
yep.
in my household.
Isn't her vacuums?
Yeah.
You ever sold his and hers?
No, we didn't. Well,
not
I don't
quite.
Think we
but,
did that.
But that could happen.
Yeah,
you know, somebody... We're encouraging people to buy his and hers vacuums, you know.
Pink,
different colors. Do they come in different colors?
Pink and blue.
They do.
There you go.
Okay,
yeah.
So,
yeah. There you go. 855-616-1620 is the WTMJ talking text line. A text just came in. David, you want to read that?
Yes. What air purifiers would you suggest for a 20 by 20 family room and then a smaller 10 by 12 bedroom?
Well, we have a product called an Airstream, very, very popular. It's portable, does 1,500 square feet. It has features to it. Like, I wholeheartedly believe in the way to purify air is through filters, okay? And because they're going to do the best job. These have activated charcoal filter, a pre-filter before that, and the HEPA filter is all in one, is one piece. So, and through the unit, too, it has a UV light, which kills bacteria and germs and such. So we have sold quite a few of them. As a matter of fact, we sold out from our last
sold
ad.
Out, yeah.
So yeah,
oh.
so we got more coming in. Hopefully by the end of next week. And their reaction of my customers. I ask them, "How do you like it?" And they go, "We really love this thing a lot." So it's a good thing. We do also handle Austin Air, which is a USA product. A much bigger unit, a little bulkier, but one beefy machine. A little more expensive too, but that's not another good product.
So you said it's portable. So when you get yep. one of these, do you suggest if it's 1,500 square feet, can you just leave it in one room and that's where it sits, or do you recommend
yeah,
moving it around?
You yeah. can move it around. Yeah, typically the problem is when you're sleeping and you wake up in the morning, you're kind of stuffed up and coughing and such. And so the best thing to do is just have it in the bedroom for a while till things get cleared up. And then just if you want to slowly move it out of the area, you can just do it, you know, little by little.
So do these run like at a slow, constant pace, or is it like cyclical, like a dehumidifier where it's, or is it always just running?
You can leave it always just running. I mean, there's different speeds that you can use. So we always say we power, well, I think we brought this up last time, you power wash the air.
Just crank it up on high.
Let her go on high and for maybe a couple hours, get all that old air through there. And then you can turn down the speed.
You're basically scrubbing the air.
Yeah,
sure. Pretty much, right. Yeah. Yep.
How often are you changing the filter then on something like that?
Well, the Airstream, that one you're going to change probably about a year. There's a little maintenance to it, and all it is taking the cover off, which pops right off. It's magnetic. And just take a dusting brush with your vacuum it off, once a week or so, once every couple of weeks. And that'll help prolong the overall life of the filter, but approximately a year.
Okay.
The Austin Air, those go 3 to 5 years because they're so darn big. So,
mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that one's a little bigger.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's all steel.
Okay.
Yep. Great question. Keep them coming. 855-616-1620, the WTMJ talking text line. Jimmy Lee from West Bend Vacuum Center on with us this hour. Find them at westbendvacuum.com. And vacuum has two U's, not two C's,
right,
if you're trying to figure out how to spell it. It is a Fix-It show on WTMJ. I'm a sucker
for you. WTMJ's The Fix-It Show with David Nason and Dayton Kane.
Thank you for joining us. Packers-Bears Soldier Field at noon tomorrow. Hopefully a win for the Packers. Should be an easy one. The Bears are a mess this season, right, but you can never know until the game's played.
Bears haven't beat the Packers in, is it 10 years?
I think they won six years. Yeah, it's, yeah, but six years, we're like 14-1 with them, yeah, or something
it's
like that.
It's crazy. Yeah,
so
this will be like the Bears Super Bowl.
Yeah.
If they win tomorrow, then their season's a success. But if they don't, listen to Chicago radio on Monday morning.
Right, oh, right. My God. Jim and Lee, West Bend Vacuum Center, on with us this hour. And we'll take your calls and text at 855-616-1620. When it comes to vacuuming, can you vacuum too much? Like, can you wear out your carpet?
No, not really. No, we recommend 2 to 3 times a week.
Well, if it's a cheap carpet, I bet you can.
If it's inexpensive,
I can see that snag. Yeah.
Or it pulls up.
I think old carpet manufacturers probably recommend you hit traffic areas daily. I don't think that's excessive, but most people don't do that. There's a lot of time involved there. Mm-hmm. Get up at 6 a.m. and vacuum the carpet, and that's done.
You know what my great-grandmothers used to do? When we go over there on Sunday nights when my parents were bowling, she would give us tape, and we'd had to go around the carpet and clean all the stuff up with tape.
Oh, wow.
Masking tape.
Masking tape.
Oh, great-grandma.
Just don't keep you busy, probably.
Yeah, that's what it was.
If you're going to crawl around,
that's never-ending.
Go clean the floor. I like the vacuum much better.
But if you think about it, that's only getting what's on the surface.
Yes,
a good vacuum is getting down.
Yeah. That's correct. You get vacuums from us, you're getting deep down dirt.
Right.
And that when you're walking on your carpeting, you can grind that dirt in your carpet and ruin it. So you want a good vacuum. If you spend a lot of money on carpeting and floors, you want a good vacuum. You don't want a $150 vacuum.
Sure.
It just doesn't do the job.
Right. And that beater bar. I mean,
the roller brush.
Right. You have one of them that you can, were you going to get into something?
We have a call.
We can get back to that thought. Okay, I was going to talk about that one.
Jonathan in Chicago listening. Thank you for listening. What's your question this morning?
Good morning. We bought a really expensive wool runner for going upstairs. And on the wool carpet, the carpet salesman said that we should use a brushless vacuum to clean that wool carpet as opposed to a brush-based, like a regular Dyson or something like that. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, wool carpeting sheds. So you run up and down the stairs a couple times, you got a big ball of fur, is what I've experienced in the past. So we run into this once in a great while. So I have a floor tool. It's about 12 inches wide, 12 and a half inches. It's got little wheels on it. And that seems to roll across the carpeting the best. And the brushes that are on there kind of flip back and forth just a little bit, but enough for you to get it across the carpeting. And that, to me, acts as sort of like a beater bar, but not rotation. Because if you put a rotating brush on there, it could snag it and, bring it up. So we've just sold these type of tools, and they worked really well.
All right. I'll stop in. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, stop in. Take a look.
Thanks for the call.
Have a great weekend. 855-616-1620 if you have a question. Where do you guys see people coming from? I mean, you're in West Bend. There's not a lot of vacuum stores left out in the world anymore. You guys are, I'm assuming, pulling business from all over.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we've been getting them. We've got a couple nice customers that come up from come over from Watertown lately. Otherwise, Richfield area, more south than north, for whatever reason.
Didn't you say, was there a vacuum store down kind of in the south side that closed?
Yeah, we ran into it recently again, from, was it Cudahy or
something like that. I thought when you were on last that somebody called in and they said there's a store that had closed.
Oh, Racine, maybe?
Maybe. So now they're going to make the trek up to you. Yep.
So people are coming by you. Now, you guys also do free estimates if somebody wants a central vac put in their home. How far will you guys go to do that?
So we go, north Oshkosh, Racine. Mm-hmm. We're going down to Racine, actually, in about a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So I'll do a change out. Mm-hmm. Been to Burlington, been all over the place.
So you'll travel.
We've been in Illinois. We try not to get quite that far, but... Mm-hmm. You know, because we want to service it, but if we're going to go a distance, you're going to get the best, something that will not break down. You know, so we want to make sure that you're covered. So, and we already have this stuff in stock and already recommend it. So,
okay,
yeah,
perfect.
And when you say change out, you're changing out the unit itself,
correct.
In an existing system.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So, what is the benefit for a whole house versus a regular vacuum cleaner?
Well, you don't have the weight, any dust smell, allergens, nothing's in your living area whatsoever.
The power. Basement.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's all contained. Yeah. So you got the power of it. Like I said, no noise, none of that stuff. So
longevity.
It's all contained.
30 years.
Especially, I have a system in my house. I've said that before with the bag. Yep. Yep. And the bag acts as a filter.
Correct.
It's down in the basement. You got the hose. I have, because of my house, how it's designed, it's basically a box. I have a port. Upstairs and one on the main floor, and I can get every room with the 30-foot hose.
Right. Yep.
And, you know, so it's very easy to use. And I have hardwood floors in every room of my house, so I just have the floor tool. I don't have to have the
beater bar. You don't need the beater bar.
Right. Nice. WestBendVacuum.com is a website. We'll get Frank's text in when we come back. 855-616-1620. WTMJ Talk and Text Line if you have questions for Jim and Lee from West Bend Vacuum Center. Now we go over to David Scott in the WTMJ Breaking News Center. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Dayton.
More of your questions next. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane and David Nason with you. Going to be cloudy and 50 today. It's 42 in Milwaukee. 89% humidity, it says. Whoo! That is humid.
That's humid.
We have the fact that we both went woo at the same time. Jim and Lee from West Bend Vacuum Center on with us. 855-616-1620 is the WTMJ talking text line.
Right. Frank from Vernon texted in. We have bought a cordless Recar, which is outstanding, and an air purifier. My question is, can you recommend any robotic vacuum, or are we just throwing our money away? We're in our 70s, there may be some mobility issues, maybe not wanting to get up and walk around their entire house every day vacuuming.
That would be probably one reason to have one of those. Other than that, we don't recommend them. We don't sell them ourselves, but... Okay. They're more entertainment to me. It's a very small little motor in there. There's no way those do well like a vacuum does.
Sure.
Like when you plug something in, it's not even close.
I could see maybe working on a hard surface.
Might be all right.
But not on carpet.
Well, no. Dust bunnies and stuff. Yeah. It would be. I guess our big focus is always, where do you get it fixed? You know, because you can't get parts for a lot of that stuff,
and
you got to send it in or throw it away and buy another one. And I guess we're not into that.
They can be expensive.
Yeah.
They are.
$900.
All I ever see is videos of cats riding them around.
Yep. That's entertainment.
Or them just smearing stuff all over the place. Like they go through a pile of something and it's just. Ugh.
I've heard those stories.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. Maybe down the road they'll have much better ones.
Mm-hmm.
But these small ones you see spin around and do all that stuff, nah.
Okay.
Okay. So when people come in, how do you determine what vacuum makes sense for them? What are some of the questions you ask people to determine what might work best?
We ask them what kind of flooring they have, what if they have dense carpeting, or if they have low nap. You know, we ask them those questions, what kind of floors you have. And then we kind of, when I show a vacuum, I have them pick out what's closest to what they have at home. So we can test it on, you know, something that they would have. So we go over, take the vacuum, go over to that rug and vacuum on those rugs just so they have a feel of what it's going to feel like at home. Not that we use it on a smaller nap. You know, it's going to go nice and easy then.
Right.
So that's how we, those are the questions.
So why would I buy an upright versus a canister?
Well, sometimes that's just preference. Uprights, in my opinion, you know, kind of glide across the carpet a little bit easier. A canister, pull behind, you got to pull it behind you. But there's a knack to that. There's a way to do that. Now, if somebody came into the store and they got, hey, I got 3,000 square feet. It's pretty much all floors. I want an upright. Well, I'm going to tell them why not to get an upright. It's impractical. Get a canister. And, you know, 99 times out of 100, it doesn't get returned because we sold them the right product. Mm-hmm. But every now and again, it's got to be an upright for all the floors. And we have a couple machines that'll do it. But a canister with a soft brush and good suction always will do a little bit better job.
So you have mostly bare floors.
Right.
Canisters work the best. If you have a lot of carpet, a lot of floors, you can go either or.
Yeah. Canister is going to roll around on the hard floors nice and easy.
They do. Yeah. Yep.
And they have bumpers around them.
SIBO is one of them that has the furniture guards. Big foam bumper.
Not banging into things.
Right.
Okay.
And on these units, are most of them, like if I do need a part and I come to West Bend Vacuum and buy the part, can I myself fix it, or is it something that you guys are usually having to take something apart for people and put together?
Well, most of the time, that's not a problem at all. I mean, and not to keep plugging SIBO, but that's the way these things are, is you can take the whole thing apart without tools. You know, you push a button and the brush comes out and all that. So typically you never have to get internally inside. But the other machines like Ricard, you know, or Miele, yeah, you can buy a part and put it in. You got to be a little handy with some of the stuff out there, but it's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And these things have belts in them still? Is that still a thing on vacuums?
So the ones we're talking about are lifetime belts. So all three companies, Ricard, Miele, and SIBO, now have serpentine or cogged. So those are lifetime belts.
Okay.
So, you don't have to change them anymore because that's usually a pet peeve for most customers.
Yeah, I remember older, from being a kid, that was always like, oh, the belt came off, or I have to tighten the belt somehow or get a new belt. Or that always seemed to be the thing that broke when I was
back. Oh, in the day, we'd order boxes, 1,500 at a crack. I mean, Kirby we had, Hoover we had, Eureka we had, and I buy a two-pack now of those vacuums. Vacuum belts, we just don't go through them anymore.
That's changed.
Okay.
Because they're made out of different material?
Yeah, it's a non-stretch, non-brick, kind of like the belt in your car.
Or in the engine?
The fan belt.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, it won't bust. Yeah.
Science.
Yep. Kevlar coated.
Yeah.
So bulletproof, almost.
It's amazing how far we've come with so many products.
Right.
That'll make it easier. Okay, let's talk to Jim and Lee. Get your questions in. 855-616-1620. That's the WTMJ Talk and Text line. They're here for another 20 minutes or so, so don't wait. You're going to run out of time. But they have all the answers when it comes to vacuuming your home. It is the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Need advice? Call 855-616-1620. Our expert home inspector is here to help. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
It is with Jim and Lee from West Bend Vacuum Center. Dayton Kane and David Nason hanging with you. Thanks for joining us today. We appreciate that. We did get a text here at 855-616-1620.
Yeah, it says, all else being equal, materials, etc., which lasts longer, a push or canister vacuum? And probably upright or canister.
Well, I got to say, you know, when you drag a canister behind you, you have the hose. And, you know, if you take care of it, it'll last a long time. But I think the upright has a little less things to go wrong with it. And I'm thinking an upright for sure, because we've seen those go 25 plus years.
Some of the canisters that we do sell, though, can last, you know, 20 years, too.
Yeah, they're up there.
So it depends the dollars you spend, I guess.
But these brands, you could replace the hose if it wears.
You can, absolutely. Any parts on them, and no back orders.
Or if the dog starts chewing on it or something.
Speaking of dogs, if I have a couple dogs in my house, what's the best vacuum I should be looking at?
So in our opinion, we like SIBO. Ricard is another good one. SIBO Germany is does the best job for pet hair, in my opinion. Okay. You can pull out the brush roll, where on other vacuums, you have to pick off the hair, cut it off, with a knife or something like that.
But this one pops out of the side,
right? It pops out the side. You push a button. It can't get any easier than that, really. You pull it out. The bristles are real long. You can actually take a knife and just cut everything off because it's in your hand. Mm-hmm. And then you just slide it back in and quarter turn and wait, you're back in business.
Worst part is that not even the dog hair, it's the wife, the daughter, the granddaughter, they all have long hair. Yeah. And that's what gets wrapped up on there. And you're oh man.
Right. So I installed our central vac because of the dog. We had a yellow lab and dog hair everywhere. And but on a hard floor. So the central vac just worked amazing for that.
Absolutely.
Compared to all the.
So when you do the central vac, is there like a one slot where you can like sweep stuff into?
They do make those, right?
Yeah, the vac pan.
Yeah.
Vac pan, it's called?
Yeah, it's called a vac pan. They get installed in, in some walls we can get them in, but usually we try to get it in a cabinet, especially if it's, new construction. So, the toe kick, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just you sweep right. It's like a.
We like put a lot in salons.
Salons.
Yeah, well, I guess that's where you see it, right? You see it in a salon. They just suddenly are gone.
Vet clinics did those.
Yeah.
Recently just did one.
Yep. Okay.
In our area.
So when you do this, you can retrofit, right? So new builds are great because you can plan ahead and you're putting it in. But in an older home, you can go in and figure out the path for all the chutes.
Correct.
Yep. Free estimate.
Yep.
Free estimate.
Free estimate. Free estimate. Yeah. Gotcha. Just call us up. We'll come
free estimate.
We just got another text. This is a shout out for you. Just purchased an Airstream purifier. Heard about them last time you were on the show. We're very happy. Works great. Had a dry cough at night when sleeping. No more cough.
Wow.
Clean air and all is good. Christine, remember me?
I remember Christine. Yes, I remember Christine. Thank you, Christine.
Thank you, Christine, for texting.
Appreciate it very much.
We do appreciate that. So these products work if you get them. That's a good testimonial.
Well, and that's the thing is it doesn't take 2 weeks to work. It can happen overnight, literally, because these things are legitimate products.
Less dust in the house then, too?
Absolutely.
You're taking all those particles out of the air.
Yep. Yes.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's what you want.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay. 855-616-1620, the WTMJ Talk and Text Line. We have to take one more break when we come back, a final segment. So if you have questions, now's the time to get them in. We have West Bend Vacuum Center on with us on the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
David Mason and Dayton Kane. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Indeed, sponsored by Siding Unlimited and J&B Construction every week. This hour, Jim and Lee from West Bend Vacuum Center. You can find them at westbendvacuum.com is the website. And we do have a text here that says we have an airway canister vacuum that we use at our cottage. The biggest issue is finding the dust bags for it. Do you guys carry them?
Yes, I can. Well, I don't carry them. I can special
You can
order
get
them? I can still get them, yes. Okay. Yeah, they're generic, not genuine, but I can get them.
Okay. And where are you guys located in West Bend?
We are 905 Gateway Court in West Bend. So it's on the, I guess I call it the south side of West Bend, near Menards.
Right off of Paradise.
Yeah, if you're coming from the south, you're going to take 45 right into West Bend to Paradise Drive. Hang a right, that's east. Go to the first set of stoplights, that's Parkway, hang it right there. And when you go back, you're going to see West Bend Vacuum, our building. And to get into our parking lot, you're going to hit another right and then right into our parking lot.
It's like a big U-turn off the freeway.
Yep.
So this gentleman or whoever texted, woman, man, I don't know because they didn't give their name, has the bag in there. Why do I want a bag in my vacuum versus not having one?
Well, I'm guessing that the airway's got to be from the 50s or the 60s.
See, so if you get a good
an airway.
Why.
Yeah.
So why
came with their Airstream, maybe. Yeah. Their Airstream trailer. No, I'm kidding.
A bag and a vacuum cleaner is a filter. You fill the filter up, you throw it away. And there's secondary filters and so on, and HEPA filters on other vacuums too. But the thing is if you get dirt on a HEPA filter, it's pretty much shot. You washing this stuff is a bunch of baloney because you clogged the filters up. So bags are more efficient, no doubt. If you take a bagless machine there and you're able to put a bag in it, you'll probably double or triple the life of it because it's better for it.
Right.
But these filters, whether they're foam or HEPA or whatever, and no bags in these things, they just block up and you lose airflow. So you get a little dust on the filter, it's like a wall. And when that air hits the wall, you get back pressure, you don't get the suction.
Sounds like a furnace filter that gets dirty.
Absolutely.
So bagged vacuums, in a nutshell, are the best overall for even your health at home.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yep. Right. Gets rid of all that dust.
Yep. Well, the bagless comes in, you know, with the cleanouts and stuff, and we'll do that. We got no problem. But they're always dusty on the exterior, dirt all over it. And there's a reason for that. They do leak. So they can say they're sealed, but, you know, you get the filters too dirty, they start to heave, and they start leaking everywhere else. Mm-hmm. Right. So, yeah.
If somebody were to bring in their vacuum that's not working, can you assess it before you really, like, give them an estimate on
sometimes
what it might take to repair?
Yep. Yeah, okay. So we do that a lot where we plug it in and kind of listen to it to see if there's, you know, something major. Then we can tell them on the spot.
Yeah. Yep.
We'll do like a visual quick.
Yeah.
Other than that, if it's more, you know, more than that, then we'd have to
leave it for taking it apart.
So we started the show with it. Let's end the show with it since new people may have come in. Specials going on for the holidays. What are we looking at?
So the specials we got, it's going to be, we're honoring them now, Small Business Saturday, Black Friday. You get $50 off any vacuum right now when you come in. If you trade something in, we'll do something a little extra for that. And then our central vacs, where you buy a central vac, we have a $150 or $160 package that they can pick from, you know, so we'll do that as
accessories
well.
Accessories for the
Accessories, okay. Yep. We got this cool pet tool that's electric where you can put it right on the hose for the central vac. It's like a hand vac almost, but it's motorized. So that's one thing, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, that's our sale. $50 off almost all the vacuums.
Sure.
Yep, come in.
Okay. And you guys will go pretty much, it sounds like, all over Wisconsin, if somebody wants an estimate on a in-home one, the central vac.
All in our area.
All of Wisconsin. Yeah. Somebody's listening up in Door County. Yeah, and, you know, they're coming.
Well, they could do a little vacation weekend and hit up the...
We were in Eagle River.
Yeah,
really?
You know? We had some... Well, there's, you know, business people that want us... You're doing my central vac and come out to my cottage. Well, it's home, but... So we went up, took care of it.
Yep.
They're everywhere you want to be, just like Visa.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Jim and Lee from West Bend Vacuum Center. Find them at westbendvacuum.com. Not only vacuums, but air purifiers, parts and service, lots of other options there when they come to the store. I'm sure you've got a wide selection that people can look at and use when they come in.
Yes, we do, especially before the holidays here. We all have a lot of inventory.
Have you had chain issue problems?
None.
Like you're fully stocked?
I remember that. Even through COVID, you really didn't have a problem at all.
Because
of the manufacturers that you're representing.
Yes, correct.
The chain supply stayed solid.
Yes.
Yeah, we always thought ahead on some stuff, too. If we're extra central vac parts, there was a plastic thing going on down in Texas, and we're like, well, should we order extra stuff? So I doubled my stock, so just to have it.
Yep.
Prepared and thinking of you before anybody even walks in the store. You're thinking about them.
Definitely.
I like it.
Yep.
Awesome, guys. Yep. Always good to have you on the show. Yes. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yep. Thanks for getting up early.
Absolutely.
We appreciate that. And we do have CertaPro coming on next. Matt Hefter from CertaPro in with us. That does it for hour number one.
This has been the Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.